know what? That was kind of a call we had. We had a little success kind of with that play going into it. It's just one of those things, you know, when it doesn't work out, you'd always like to have something else up. You know, but overall tonight, I thought Kyle called a great game. I mean, getting our offensive line with a bunch of new guys on the same page and the way they pass protect it and run protect it the entire night, you know, I thought they did a great job. So that one you'd like to have back. Obviously, you want to convert, but we got to be better in that situation.
Can you talk a little bit more about that offensive line? Obviously, went through some changes late. Was there trepidation coming in?
You know, obviously, when you have changes, specifically at that spot, there's always uncertainty, right? And it's the first opportunity for that group to play next to each other. So, you know, you want to see those guys go out and do it. I thought they had a great week of practice. I thought Chris Morgan, our offensive line coach, did, you know, an awesome job of getting those guys prepared. And then, you know, I think Kyle had a plan to get those guys going. And our run game certainly helped that. But I'm really proud of the way that those guys played. I mean, for the first time going out there and doing it, I thought they did an awesome job. You know, I've played for a long time, and games shake out differently, you know, all the time. There's ebbs and flows to every game. And, you know, you have to have the same mindset every time you step on the field. It's to go execute at a high level and to score points. And so, you know, regardless of what's going on out there, you have to be prepared for it. I thought we started off really well. I thought the interception before the halftime by Willie Moe and then us being able to capitalize on that was huge. You know, one area on offense that I've got to be better, you can't turn it over, you know, and you've got to finish when you get opportunities in the red zone. So, you know, we'll be better. We'll continue to improve. But, you know, games shake out the way they do. You got to keep playing.
Can you just talk about Julio's performance and what, you know, the things he was able to do and you getting the ball to him quick and giving him different positions?
Yeah, you know, Julio is, I mean, he's an awesome player. And he shows that basically every time he steps onto the field. I thought he had a great night tonight. You know, pressed vertical a couple times, showed his explosiveness there in the quick game, was able to catch it and get yards after contact. He's as good as there is, and we're lucky to have him.
What was their plan on him, and then how did it evolve through the game?
You know, their plan, they're pretty consistent in what they do. You know, I think that's their philosophy as a football team. They're going to show up week in and week out and do what they do. So, you know, there's a few things, you know, front-wise that maybe were a little different than we had seen. But, you know, most of the coverages were what we expected to get. And I thought Hood did a nice job with that.
What did it feel like to have a running game again?
I'm going to answer it. You know, I thought our offensive line did a great job tonight. And I thought we ran the ball really, really well. You know, I'm excited about the two young backs that we have. I thought Tevin, you know, for his first NFL, you know, game, went out there and you know, he didn't hesitate. He played really, really well. And I thought when Devontae was in there, I mean, both those guys finished runs tonight and they showcased, you know, what they're all about. So, you know, I think it's one of those things we can continue to get better with it. But our offensive line and running backs did a nice job.
Speaking of running, you got loose a couple of times tonight.
Felt great. you know, that's part of the deal. You know, kind of one of the things that comes along with the zone run scheme is kind of getting outside the pocket as a quarterback. And, you know, we did a lot of that earlier in my career and probably not so much the last couple of years. But you know, I feel good doing it. And those were big plays for us tonight.
Well, I think you addressed it already, but I just didn't hear you. Frustrated with the interception, you know, what did you, when you went over to the sideline and thought about it and looked at it,
Yeah, you know, on the first one, it was a pretty good play. You know, just the throw's got to be a little bit higher, and it's unacceptable in the red area when you're, you know, going in to score. You're taking points off the board. So that one can't happen. And then the second one on the third down, being backed up, you don't like to turn it over there either. You know, but they kind of did a good job with their coverage. I went backside, and, you know, I can't make that decision. Yeah, you know, I think we stayed ahead of the chains really well. First and second down was really productive, both with the run game and the pass. I think the area where we need to improve is third down. I think we were like 4 of 14 tonight on third down. So I thought the production on first and second down was exactly what you want. On the drives that we moved the ball really well, we made first downs on first and second down. But, you know, red zone and third down is an area where we've been pretty good in the past, and I think we'll continue to get better at that as the year goes on.
34 passes, 33 runs. Was that balance a product of the game, or is that something you guys tried to achieve going into tonight?
I think it's kind of just the way games shake out. You know, obviously you'd love to be at that 50-50 spot. Tonight was, you know, pretty close to that. But that's, you know, just kind of the way Kyle calls it. But, you know, being ahead obviously helps that.
Where does the credit go, Matt, for the offensive line with all of the changes that you guys had to do with the injuries and the injuries? Where does that credit go to that they were able to pass protection and run block efficiently enough?
I think it goes to everyone. You know, I think, you know, first and foremost, it goes to the players. Those guys did it. I mean, they went out there, the five guys that we had playing tonight, did a great job working with each other all week. Were extremely detailed in the way that they prepared and played physical. But I also think Chris Morgan, our offensive line coach, did a really good job of getting those guys prepared. And I thought Kyle had a good plan to go against their defense.
Matt, you kind of joked about it.
Last question, guys.
You talked about being more athletic also in every offseason more so. Is it you being able to get those chunks of yards running really is important in terms of showing teams that part of your weapon or that's something you can do?
Yeah, I think it's another thing that they have to defend. And it's another area of the field. You know, we talk about all the time trying to make them defend, you know, all 53 yards, 53 and a half yards, whatever it is. And, you know, maybe it's like, you know, 51 for me because I can't really stretch it all the way. But, you know, like they were big. Yeah, you know, and on first and second downs to be able to get yourself into third and one or third and two or to move the chains on first and second down, that's big. You know, anytime you can get a first down, any way you can get it, you know, we'll take it.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.